So let's review. Zok de Mishnah, Ezehu Mamzer. There are three opinions as to what type of forbidden union causes the child to be a Mamzer. Kol she'ir b'saroi shehu b'lo yavoi divrei Rebbe Akiva. Akiva says a child becomes a Mamzer only if there was a prohibition due to a relation which disallowed his parents from marrying. This is true even if it was only an Isser punishable with Malkus. Shimnat Timni Omer, Kol she'choyav malav karis b'dei shemayim. Shimnat Timni says that a child becomes a Mamzer only when there is prohibition punishable by death through karis. B'Shua says a child becomes a Mamzer only when there was a prohibition punishable by death by Bezdin. Arm Mishim ben Azai. Metzasi Megillas Yuchasin B'Yushalayim. Bekasav ba ish pleini Mamzer me'eshes ish l'kayim de Rebbe Yeshua. Shim ben Azai supports the opinion of Rebbe Yeshua by saying that he found a genealogical scroll in Yerushalayim which stated that so-and-so is a Mamzer being born to parents who transgressed the prohibition of living with a married woman, which is punishable by death through Bezdin. The Gemara now gives the sources for the various opinions. My time in Rebbe Kiva, Tichsiv, Loyikach Ish es Eshes Aviv, Veloyigala Knaf Aviv. Rebbe Kiva's ruling is derived from the pasuk that says, one is not allowed to take the wife of his father, and he's not allowed to reveal the flap of his father. This means, Knaf Shira Aviv Loyigala, the flap which was seen by his father shall not be revealed. Rabbi Huda explains that the pasuk is referring to a man who coerced a woman and teaches us that there is a prohibition punishable with Malkus for his son to marry this woman. And near it, the pasuk states that a mamzer is forbidden to enter the congregation of Hashem. Alma mahani have a mamzer. This implies that a child born from a son who lived with Anusis Aviv, which is only punishable by Malkus, is considered a Mamzer. The Gemara points out that this source is only referring to a prohibition due to a relation, as the case of Anusis Aviv. However, according to Reb Simoi, Demar B'Sharchi V'Lavin, Delav Shdei She'er, the Reb Akiva also included instances of marriages prohibited by an Isolav, even which are not because of a relative, for example, Machzik Rishasai. And according to Reb Sheva, the Marba Filachi Vasei, that Rebbe Akiva also includes marriages prohibited by an Isser Asei. Where is the source that these prohibitions also cause the offspring to be a Mamzer? The Gemara answers, Nafkilahu Mivaloi. It's derived from the additional letter Vav in the phrase Veloi Yigala Knaf Aviv, which teaches us that all Chivalavin or Chivasei are capable of producing a Mamzer. This was all according to Rebbe Akiva. However, Shimon HaTimni Sabalo Karabonan. Da'amri b'shemeres yavim shel avakas medaber. Shimon HaTimni's ruling agrees with the opinion of the Rabbanan that the pasuk of lo yigala knaf aviv is referring to shemeres yavim shel aviv, the wife of his father's brother, who is awaiting gibum with his father, to have l'chiv krisis, because marrying an uncle's wife is punishable by death through karas. V'samach le lo yavim mamzer b'kal Hashem, and near it is the pasuk that a mamzer is forbidden to enter the congregation of Hashem. Alma m'chiv krisis have a mamzer. This teaches us that a child born through a marriage which is punishable by death through karis is considered a mamzer. Rabbi Yeshua, lichtav rachmano lo yigala. Rabbi Yeshua argues that it would have been sufficient for the pasuk to state lo yigala knaf aviv and derive the source of both Rabbi Kiva and Shem HaTimani. Lo yikach lamali, what was the need for the pasuk to add lo yikach ishes ishes aviv? And Allah of Hochikama, melo yikach ad lo yigala have a mamzer. It must be that the pasuk is stating that only the marriage mentioned between the words lo yikach and lo yigala is capable of producing a mamzer. This refers to Eshes Av, a son living with his father's halachically married wife, which is punishable by death through Bezdin. Tfei lo have a mamzer. All of the marriages which are not punishable by Mrs. Bezdin do not produce mamzerim. Now the Gemara brings the statement of Abaya. Hakol moedim bebo ala nida va'ala soito she'in havlad mamzer. All opinions are in agreement that a child born to a man living with a woman during her menstrual cycle, or with his wife who possibly strayed, would not be considered a mamzer because in both cases, dohot tamsi ba kedushin, because kedushin with a nida is effective, shenema batehi nidasa alav, afele b'shas nidasa tamsi ba kedushin. This is derived from the word tahi, which refers to kedushin. And in the case of saita, as Rashi explains, their kedushin remains intact even after she became a saita. The Gemara then quotes a Braisa, which confirms Abaye's statement, and also adds the case of a Shemeres Yavam, who married without receiving Chalitza. A child born through this marriage is not a Mamzer. The Gemara explains that Abai did not include Shomer Siavam because Misafkele Ikirav Ikishmul. This is actually Machlekes. Shomer Siavam in Havlad Mamzer would only be according to Shmuel's understanding of the Pasuk Loisiyah Eishes HaMesachutza. The word Havaya refers to Kedushin, and the Pasuk is saying Loisiyah. She may not accept Kedushin, but if she does, it is valid. Therefore, her child is not a Mamzer. However, according to Rav, who understands the Pasuk to be saying Loisiyah, she cannot accept Kedushin, and if she does, it is not valid. Therefore, her child is a Mamzer. The Gemara goes on to elaborate on that which the Mishnah quotes. Amar Shemini ben Azai, Metzasim Migilas Yuchasin Bushlaim Chasaba Ish Plainly Mamzer Meishasish. The Gemara sets a brisa which adds, the Chasaba Mishnas Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Kav Venaki. The statements of Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov are few but clear and precise. Therefore, in the Machlekes, the Halacha follows the opinion of Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Chasaba Menashe Harigas Yeshaya. Rava details the incident in which the evil king Menashe killed the Navi Yeshaya because he judged him to be a Navi Sheker based on three psukim in Sefer Yeshayahu, which he thought contradicted three psukim in the Torah. Yeshaya did not answer him because Ami Yeshaya, Yedana Be Dulei Mekabel Ma De Emele, Vi Emele Yeshav Yemezid. Menashe will not accept it, or he will be amazed. The Gemara proceeds to reconcile the psukim. 1. He asked him, Moshe Rabcha Amar Kloi Rani Ode Mechai Vat Amrit Veres Hashem Yishev Kisra Menisa. The answer is Kol Anavim Nistaklu Bas Baklaria She'ena Meira. Moshe Rabbeinu Nistaklu Bas Baklaria Meira, as Rashi explains. Okisvurim Lirois V'Leiro. Moshe Nistaklu Bas Baklaria Meira V'Yadosh Leiro Befanav. 2. Moshe Rabcha Amar Mika Hashem Lekenu B'Chol Kareinu Lav Vat Amrit. The answer is Habiyachid Habitzibr. Biyachid Emas, Amav Nachman Rabaravua, Elo Asar Yamim Shabin Rashashana Liyamikipur. 3. Moshe Rabach Amar, Es Mispar Yemecha Amale. Vaad Amrit, Vaisafti Al Yemecha Chamesh Asichana. The answer is that whether one's predestined days may be lengthened is a machlaikis. Zacha Mashlimeloi, Loi Zacha Pechsenloi, Divribikiva. Kiva says that if one is a tzaddik, his days will be fulfilled. And if he's not a tzaddik, his days will be shortened. The Chachamim say that if one is a tzaddik, his days may be lengthened. And if he's not a tzaddik, his days will be shortened. The Gemara continues with the second half of the Mishnah. The rules of marrying a wife's sister. Ishtei Shemesa Mutar Ba'Chesa. When one's wife passes away, he is now permitted to marry her sister. Gersha Umesa Mutar Ba'Chesa. If he first divorced his wife and she died, he's now permitted to marry her sister. Nisis La'achra V'Mesa Mutar Ba'Chesa. If after he divorced his wife, she was remarried to another man and she died, he's now permitted to marry her sister. The Mishnah continues, this is also true in regard to marrying a Yevama sister. Yevim Teshemesa Mutar Ba'Chesa. If the Yevama died while awaiting Yibim, he's now permitted to marry her sister. Chalitz La'omesa Mutar Ba'Chesa. If he performed Chalitza with the Yevama and she died, he is now permitted to marry her sister. Nisis la'achar v'meisa, mutar ba'chesa. If they perform chalitza and the Yavama remarried to another person and she died, he is now permitted to marry her sister. The Gemara comments, Am Rabbi Yosef, Kan shana Rabbi Mishnah she'in tzricha. Here Rabbi included an unnecessary Mishnah since it is apparent from the Pasuk Alehu b'chayah that the prohibition in marrying a wife's sister is only while his wife is alive.